Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a lovely Tuesday, and looking like a relatively good Tuesday evening. It's going to be a little bit chillier the next couple of days. Nothing outrageous, but still less than what it is. You'll deal with it, I'm sure. We'll all be dealing with it. Tonight at 6 o'clock, there's going to be a virtual debate, if you will, between my friend John Reed, our Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and an AI version of Ghazala Hashmi, the state senator who is the Democrats' nominee for lieutenant governor, who fundamentally is missing. It's like looking for Carmen Sandiego at this point. No idea where in the world she might be. So this evening, the only debate between John Reed and Hashmi will take place. John will be there live and in person. And Hashmi, well, they're going to be using AI to take all of her past public statements and present them as if they were in a debate. So it'll be interesting. It'll be on John's website, I know, johnreed4virginia.com. They're big issues. And we try and focus on them, right, as we're 2 weeks away from Election Day. I've spoken a lot about this idea that I think the technology for electric vehicles is really, really cool, but I don't want to own one. And I don't feel that I should be forced to own one. I'm concerned about energy. And are we producing enough? And are we going to have problems if we've got all of these new data centers coming in? I'll tell you that Glenn Davis has been all over this for a long time now. He's the director at our Department of Energy for Governor Youngkin for the Commonwealth. And I'm just very happy he's making some time for us. Glenn, thank you for being here.
Appreciate you having me, Jeff.
It's good to hear your voice. Let's talk a little bit about, well, really what's at stake here. I've watched the great accomplishments of Governor Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Sears for the last 4 years. Tell me about how it's played out in that whole energy space.
Well, you know, when Governor Youngkin came in 2021, you know, he realized that the estimates back from, when he came in 22, when the estimates that he had looked at in 2020 were going to be wrong. You know, when the Virginia Clean Economy Act was passed in 2020, it was expected that growth in energy demand would be 1-2% year over year, no economic growth. We had more people leaving the state than coming to the state. Governor Youngkin made us the best state in the nation for business. Over over $140 billion of new CapEx investment. We now have more people coming to the state than leaving for the first time in over a decade. And the power demand is at 6.5% year-over-year growth. It's higher than any other state in the nation. And a lot of that is because the economic growth that we're seeing, data centers, advanced manufacturing, indoor agriculture. So what's at stake is the ability for us to continue this economic growth trajectory we're on and the job growth we're on that Governor Youngkin created.
Look, I love what the governor has done these last almost 4 years when he said that Virginia needed to be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. He meant it, and he's really delivered on that, hasn't he?
He has, 100%. You know what? I will tell you, he is very metric-driven in every agency, and you know, when we have our meetings, it's very much, okay, you know, what are you going to do? It's all quantifiable. Did we do it? Here's what we expect. And he's driven those numbers, whether it's investment in the economy, growth in energy, and, you know, education. Everything is quantifiable, and he's driven it significantly.
So what happens with this energy space then, Glenn, if we don't have the resources that Governor Youngkin is putting into place? I mean, I look at some of the plans coming from Abigail Spanberger and the rest of her team. It just seems like they want to undo all of this and tie us like 110% to California.
Yeah. No, Jeff, I mean, to understand how we got to where we are in 2020, the Democrats looked at California and basically their attack on fossil fuels said, hold my beer. And they wrote the Virginia Clean Economy Act during the session of 2020, which basically mandates that we come off all fossil fuel power production by 2045 in Dominion area, 2050 in the western part of the state. Understand that 55% of all of our power in the state of Virginia today is natural gas. There's no way we're replacing that, much less growing new stuff. And that would be detrimental to the Commonwealth, to the ability to keep our lights on, but more importantly, keep the lights on, keep our parents and our grandparents' AC on during the hottest of hot days or the, you know, the heat during the coldest of cold days, situations that honestly cost lives in Texas because they had that power situation out there with that winter storm. So there's a lot at stake make sure we don't go and continue to stack on fossil fuels, but if we don't walk back the Virginia Clean Economy Act, we're going to have problems in 7 years. And it's not just us saying that. That's PJM, our regional transmission organization, which is oversees the grid for 13. Yeah, they're saying that these states are in trouble unless we get ourselves in gear.
Wow. Wow. So all of this progress, if we want to be brutally honest about it, Glenn, all of this progress really would have been for naught if it's, you know, ignored or we go this California way.
Jeff, 100%. And I'll tell you, it's already impacting us. You know, some Democrats say, well, we can just wait. Right? And, you know, if we don't have it figured out by 2040, we'll fix it then. And what they don't understand is businesses come to states on like a, you know, basically they don't come on a 5-year business plan. They come on a 30-year business plan, right? So why are they going to come to Virginia when we're playing Russian roulette with our energy grid, as opposed to going to another state that they're not saying we're going to eliminate 55% of our power supply on this particular date certain? And so that's the problem is, you know, we're trying to attract companies telling them that we're about to turn off 55% of our power in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
It's insane. It is insane. Glenn Davis is joining us. Glenn is the director of our Virginia Department of Energy. It's looking at the challenges as we move into the next few years. When we are pitching business, Glenn, and again, that's a huge part of this, and these businesses have the long-term view. They want to be here for the long term. We just saw Governor Youngkin earlier today down in Chesterfield with, I think it was $20, $25 million, a company that said, hey, we can't do business in California anymore, so we're coming here to Virginia. You know, on some level, they also have, I hate to say it, but they have a backup plan if the Democrats get control, where they're going to say, well, we haven't put the first shovel in yet. Now we're going to Tennessee.
Yeah, no, it throws a lot of the progress that Governor Youngkin has made is going to put into jeopardy. You know, I believe some businesses have come here believing that Virginia is not going to let us take the thing downhill. Yeah. But we've also lost some opportunities because of the, you know, they just can't take that risk because of that law. I mean, and let's understand, Jeff, when the most important bill that Virginia put, legislation that Virginia put in place in the last probably 8 to 10 years, which is the Virginia Clean Economy Act, there was no modeling around it. There was no, kind of looking out there and making sure unintended consequences. This is a large bill that was written during a 60-day session, changed a number of times during a 60-day session, yep, passed inside of a 60-day session with over 2,000 other bills. I mean, there was no time taken to do significant or any due diligence on this bill, and it has detrimental consequences if we don't walk it back next year.
Wow. All right. Well, here's hoping that things go the right way, Glenn. I mean, the message is clear, and the folks on the Republican side, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares, that tagline, if you will, of "Let's keep a good thing going." Boy, it's spot on. That's that we're in a really good place now, thanks to Governor Youngkin, and it just pains me to think that anybody can imagine, yeah, let's turn the clock back to that disastrous bill from that 60-day session. It's just insane.
I agree with you. Well, and I can even make it more personable to your listeners, Jeff. So inside the Virginia Clean Economy Act, there was a requirement for utilities, right, including Dominion, to buy what they call renewable energy certificates. Just think of them as digital certificates. Okay. of electrons, right? It's not really use of power. It's just, it makes people feel good. Digital certificates. Dominion has said over the next 10 years in their IRP, they have to buy $5.5 billion worth of these certificates because of that law. That $5.5 billion, every dollar of which will go on to ratepayers' bills. That cost started last month, September last month. If they go back and look at their bills, it went up because of this. It will go up every September for the next 9 years. And if Republicans had control, that would be gone overnight, literally gone overnight. And it wouldn't impact any electrons whatsoever.
We're all in the wrong business. We ought to be selling these imaginary certificates to somebody. I mean, it sounds like that's...
You are not joking. If we had another half an hour, Jeff, that's a story in of itself. The solar industry is not about selling solar electrons. I mean, literally, we've seen solar go on the grid almost at zero just so they can sell the RECs. That's really where the money is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's insane. Well, Glenn, number one, thank you for what you've done during your time over there, the Virginia Department of Energy. Thanks, of course, to Governor Youngkin and the team and for making time for us today with this information. I'd love to get you back in the not-too-distant future. Let's do an even deeper dive into this because people really do need to know what's at stake.
Love to do it, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Glenn Davis. Glenn is the director of the Virginia Department of Energy. Yeah. If you noticed your bills go up last month, that's why. That's why. And I do my best not to lecture too much on the purely political front, but this is purely political at this point. And you realize truthfully what is at stake. It is 6:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. That screaming that you hear in the background is a result of the pain I have inflicted on my friend Jeremy. Jerm, I am so sorry. No, everybody needs to know. It's all on me. Last week, I went to great pains to point out that I bought Jeremy a, well, I got Jeremy a birthday gift. I bought myself a smartwatch, which would mean that I would know exactly second to second where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do. And it did work pretty well for those first couple of days, didn't it, Jerm? No, it really did. Come on now. It did. Yes, it did. And you know what I found out today? This is as a result of actual research. The smartwatch that I purchased, which I got really so that Jeremy could enjoy his birthday, it works that much better, Jerm, if in fact you wear it. Honest to God, it didn't say anything about that in the box. Nothing. Now, a lot of what was in the box, I believe, was in Chinese, so I couldn't understand it anyway. But I'm pretty sure there was nothing in there that said you need to wear this for this to actually work effectively. But, yeah, I'm kind of reading on my own and in between the lines, and so there you have it. All right, so, Jerm, I promise tomorrow I will, in fact, wear the smartwatch by popular demand. We do have the replay of Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. He was with us on this program just a little while back, but he had such great important stuff to say. I wanted you to get a chance to hear it. That's going to happen at 5:35. It is 5:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.